We'll have a little bit more easy seminar.
Želim da vas pozdravim na ovom delu seminara. Ja sam razmišljala šta da radim, pošto imam još tri jako važne, jako duboke teme, ali sam odlučila da danas imamo malo uvažaniju lekciju.
Today we will hear the best of prayers. We will learn that.
I danas ćemo čuti najbolje od svih molitvi. Naučit ćemo.
We will chant it together. And later we will explain it.
I onda ćemo je pevati zajedno.
And once you know this prayer, you can pray the best prayers, because it is a guideline how to prepare prayers.
I onda kada naučite ovu molitvu, onda ćete znati kako najbolje da se molite, zato što je ovo vodič kako treba uputiti molitvu.
We gave this lecture already 3 years ago in at the Govardhan Hill.
I mi smo već davali ovu lekciju pre 3 godine na Govardhan brdu.
But at that time it was not as complete as we can give it today.
Ali u to vreme ta lekcija nije bila tako potrebna kao što je danas.
So I want to welcome you. It won't be so difficult today. You don't have to. Hopefully I get this point.
I tako da bih želao da vas pozdravim i da vam kažem da danas neće biti tako teško i nećete morati da budete u panici da li ste uhvatili
point. Today it will be pure nectar.
Danas će biti čisti nektar.
Chisti nectar. There are one little announcement I wanted to make. The devotees are still preparing everything. It's a very important announcement which might help you to make more out of the summer camp.
I to je jedno jako važno obaveštenje koje može pomoći da dobijete još više od ovog letnjeg kampa.
This morning one devotee came to me, and this afternoon I talked also to another devotee about the same thing, that sometimes during summer camps we are just collecting too many information from different devotees.
I ovog jutra mi je jedan bhakta prišao, a onda sam i popodne razgovarao o istoj temi sa drugim bhaktom, i onda sam rekla da na ovakvom kampu jednostavno postoji previše informacija koje dobijate od različitih bhakta.
From morning till evening we meet different nice devotees.
Od jutra do večera mi srećemo različite fine bhakte.
And then we come to the seminars and to the other programs.
I onda dođemo na drugi program.
And at a certain time we asked ourselves, and where am I in all of this?
I onda u određenom trenutku mi se zapitamo, ali gde sam ja tu zaista?
We are so much oriented towards the very blissful outside.
Mi smo u isto vreme toliko puno orijentisani na tu blistavu spoljašnjost,
that we forget to make a connection with the inside.
Da onda zaboravimo da se povežemo sa onim što je unutra.
And at such a time it can happen that the summer camp becomes blissful stress.
I onda se u tom trenutku može desiti da čitav letnji kamp postane blistavi stres.
So I recommend to all of you, before this happened, or if this has happened, this is not a tragic thing, it's better than miserable stress, yes, but before this happened, we have such a big shumi. You can go in the shumi, chant your first class rounds, drop this seminar or that seminar.
I ja bih vam onda preporučio kako da rešite ovu stvar koja nije baš neka velika tragedija. Bolje biti u blistavom stresu nego biti u begnom stresu.
Yes, or just don't walk over the Second Avenue here where you meet everyone.
I onda bih vam preporučio da odete u šumu, da izmatrate svoje prvoopasne krugove ili da jednostavno to vreme negdete u drugom avenijom gde sretnete sve
patke. That's the biggest road in New York.
Druga avenija je inače najveća ulica u New Yorku.
Or just don't get entangled in Walmart or what is it called, Karstadt or do we have department stores in Trikovina or what we have in Belgrade? Metro.
Znači ili nemojte da se zapetljavate toliko u kupovinu novim štandovima poput metroa.
It's so important that you do that you relate spiritual life always to your deepest insight.
I jako je bitno da svoj duhovni život uvek povežete sa svojom najdubljom unutrašnjošću.
I know this from the Mayapur festival.
Ja to znam iz svog iskustva Mayapur festival.
I can't move for 1 meter without meeting 10 people who want to speak to me in Mayapur.
A kad sam u Majapuru, ja ne mogu da pređem čak ni 10 metara, ni 1 metar, a da ne sretnem 10 ljudi koji bi želeo da razgovara sa mnom.
I heard your lectures from the Serbian summer camp. I live in Alaska.
Ja sam čuo tvoju lekciju sa srpskog letnji kampa, živim na Aljaski.
Can I ask you questions?
Da li mogu da te upitam neka pitanja?
Oh, Maharaj, Maharaj! You turn around, it's one very wonderful fired up Swami.
I onda ja se okrenem nazad da mi zove, to je jedan onako živi svam.
And finally you just go like, it's too much for me, and you say, I'm sorry, I have to run to the toilet, and then you run to the Ganga to chant.
I onda na kraju sve to vam bude toliko previše da samo kažete, izvinite, ja moram da idem na WC i onda trčite do Gange kako biste mantrali.
So, before this happens to you, go to the Ganga on your own.
Tako da pre nego što vam se tako nešto desi, najbolje da već sami odlučite da odete do Gange.
You don't need to go to every single word which is spoken.
I ne morate znači sada da idete da čujete svaku reč koja je izgovorena.
And you will see, you will be able to talk much nicer to the wonderful devotees if you have taken care of your chanting.
I onda ćete vidjeti da ćete biti u stanju da razgovarate mnogo lepše sa svim divnim baktama ako ste se pre toga pobrinuli za svoje mantre.
What the experts do is they make it a point to come to the Mangal Aratik, and after the Mangal Aratik there is, I believe, 1.5 hours of japa time.
I ono što stručnici u tome rade jeste da oni naprave odluku da će doći na Mangal Arati, i onda posle Mangal Arati ja postoji sat i po vremena za mantre.
And you have started your day by seeing the Lord.
I onda ste započeli svoj dan tako što ste videli gospodina.
And what the unexperts do, they talk the whole night.
A ono što rade oni koji nisu stručnici, oni pričaju do
noći. They are terribly exhausted in the morning.
I onda su oni užasno iscrpljeni ujutru.
And only start to function when they have eaten the first pizza.
I onda počnu da funkcionišu tek kad su pojeli svoju prvu pizzu.
And live the whole day in blissful stress without connection to themselves.
I onda oni ceo dan provedu u tom blissful stresu bez toga da budu povezani sa sobom.
So, I would like to please, I do know the situation from my own. I have done so many mistakes especially Mayapur, any festival. I already run the secret ways where no one can see me and find me when I have to take care of my spiritual life.
I ja vam sve ovo govorim iz svog ličnog iskustva, zato što mi se to desilo toliko puta na raznim festivalima, i onda ja znam tačno neke skrivene puteve kojima mogu da pobegnem i da se pobrinem za svoj duhovni život.
This is just a tip from your older brother who's well experienced in festivals.
I ovo je samo savjet od vašeg starijeg brata koji ima puno iskustva u festivalima.
But for this lecture you have to be there.
Ali za ovu lekciju morate da budete ovdje.
It is the best.
Zato što je najbolje.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihadi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihadi Gopidana Vallava Kiri Varada Jana Vallava Giri Varadhari Jasoda Nanana Braja Jana Ranjana Sodananana Brajajana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Banatari Jamuna Tira Anatari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Dayanitai, I'm sorry, I remember to take many things, but not the main thing. Can you bring the Back to Godhead magazine, which is somewhere on the heating complex? Yes. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. My dear devotees, I would like to chant and explain today the Pratana Padahati.
My dragi bhakte, Ono što bih želela danas da vam otpevam i da vam objasnim jeste pratana padahasti.
Yes. I believe you all know pratana means prayer.
I verujem da vam je svima poznato da pratana znači molitva.
And padahati means a guide.
A padahati znači vodič.
Let me explain to you why this subject in a lecture about the divided self, where two sides in us struggle to become victorious over the other.
Sada ću vam objasniti zašto sam izabrao ovu temu u lekcijama koje govore o podeljenosti sobstva, gde se dva ja bore jedno protiv drugog.
In our seminar, we have discussed the problem in the beginning of our two sides fighting with each other.
Na ovom našem seminaru smo na početku razgovarali o ovom problemu, o te naše dve strane koje se bore među sobom.
And in our last three lectures, we have given illumination or explanation of how to chant in such a way that you get a spiritual realization and in this way become victorious over your lower self.
I onda smo naše tri poslednje lekcije dali objašnjenje kako možete dostići duhovnu realizaciju i tako pobediti to svoje niže ja.
Today I would like to discuss about obtaining higher strengths from above for our victory.
I danas bih želela da vam objasnim kako možemo dobiti višu snagu negde iznad nas kako bismo mogli da postanemo pobedonosni.
I want to talk about praying and receiving help. Praying for help and receiving help.
Ja bih želela da govorim o tome kako da se molimo za pomoć i kako da primimo pomoć.
In one of the first lectures which I ever heard from Srila Prabhupada, he talked about obtaining the help of Krishna in, for our spiritual journey.
I u jednoj od prvih lekcija koje sam ja čula Srila Prabhupada, on je govorio o tome kako mi možemo dobiti pomoć od Krishna na našem duhovnom putovanju.
And he gave the example of a bicycle driver who captures a truck and then goes with the speed of the truck forward.
Ja bih vam dao taj primjer bicikliste koji se uhvati za kamion koji se nalazi ispred njega i onda nastavlja dalje brzinom kamiona.
Now, because this, as a little boy, this was one of my favorite activities, to wait until when the trucks slowed down to climb up the hill, and then I was there with my little red bicycle, and I would grab it, and then they would start to drive very fast, and I would go, yoo-hoo, by, 50 kilometers, 80 kilometers an hour.
I kako je to bila moja omiljena delatnost kada sam ja bio mali dečak, ja bih tako na svom malom crvenom biciklu čekao neki kamion koji bi usporio na uzbrdici i onda bi se uhvatio pozadi i onda bi išao čitavih 50-80 km na sat.
I was new to Krishna consciousness, but I immediately could understand this principle very easily, I remember.
Ja sam bio jako novo svesnosti Krishna, ali sam odmah mogao jako lako da razumem taj princip.
With Krishna's strengths, it's much easier to advance.
Uz pomoć Krišnine snage mnogo lakše napredovati.
And with Radharani's mercy, it's even more easier.
A uz milost Radharani još je lakše.
Because if she is pleased by you and asks Krishna to give you his mercy, your case is settled.
Jer ako je ona zadovoljna vama, i ako ona zamoli Krišnu da vam da svoju milost,
so we will now learn an ancient method of praying, and when you understand it, you can compose your own prayers according to the method which you will learn in this padahati.
I onda sada ćemo vam objasniti drevni metod molitve I kada kroz njega prođete, onda ćete shvatiti kako I sami možete da napravite tu molitvu na osnovu ove molitve Padahati.
It's actually, I made a mistake, it's actually spoken as Padati.
Napravili smo grešku, u stvari se kaže Padahati.
Pada means foot.
Pada znači stopalo.
And Hati means to strike forward.
A Hati znači težiti napred.
So it's virtually this is the process how you will go forward in your prayer.
I znači ovo je voliš kako da idete napred svojom molitvom.
It's written by Rupa Goswami and it has only 7 verses.
Napisao je Rupa Goswami, ima samo 7 stihova.
It's a relatively short work.
I relativno kratko delo.
And by Krishna's mercy you will be able to download this prayer after the summer camp from the Sharanagati webpage.
I uz Krishnu milost vi ćete u stanju da skinete ovu molitvu nakon letnjeg kampa sa Sharanagati website.
Let us now start.
Ajde da sada počnemo.
The whole hope of a devotee lies in the compassion of either Krishna or Krishna's best devotees. If you get the compassionate glance of either Lord Krishna or here we will learn of Srimati Radharani, this glance will carry a certain potency into your heart, which will clarify the illusion and give you spiritual strength.
I onda ako dobijete taj milostivi pogled Krishna ili Srimati Radharani, on će dobiti u vaše srce snagu I razbiće sve vaše iluzije.
Compassion is such a strength.
Samilost je takva snaga.
That when Shukadev Goswami heard about Krishna's compassion to the fallen souls, he decided to stop being a monist who meditated in the forest, but instead become a devotee.
I kada Shukadev Goswami čuo kako Krishna milostiv prema uslovljenim dušama, onda on odlučio da prekine da bude monist I meditira u šumi I odlučio da postane bhakti.
If you can just catch the compassion,
ako samo možete da uhvatite milost,
there is nothing, absolutely nothing which is unobtainable for you.
Onda da postoji ništa, apsolutno ništa što nije moguće da dostigne.
Especially if you go to Srimati Radharani.
A specijalno ako odete kod Srimati Radharani.
Srila Prabhupada has composed a prayer where he says, O brothers and sisters,
Srila Prabhupada je sastavio jednu pesmu kojom kaže, O braćo, o sestri,
you can obtain your good fortune from the Supreme Lord Krishna only when Srimati Radharani becomes pleased upon you.
Možete dostići svoju najveću sreću od gospodina Krishna samo onda kada je Srimati Radharani zadovoljno vama.
And Vidyapati, whose poems were read regularly by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, also expressed about the Chuda, the miracle of Krishna's compassion.
I Vidyapati, pesnik koga je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stalno slušao, on je također govorio o čudu milosti Srimati Radharani.
We will hear his powerful words in a little while.
I mi ćemo čuti njegove milostive, moćne reči za nekoliko trenutaka.
I'm very, very sorry, but I have something very painful, which is not at all a problem when the door is closed. But can you manage? Yeah. So, if you wish to understand the ideal prayer, you have to skip for a while the first 2 verses of Rupa Goswami's appeal.
I ako želite da razumete idealnu molitvu, morate pre svega da preskočite prva dva stiha u ovoj molitvi Rupa Goswami.
And you have to, for a moment, come into Rupa Goswami's first verse, fifth verse.
I onda morate za trenutak da dođete do petog stiha Rupa Goswami.
You have to see this picture before your eyes.
Jednostavno morate da imate tu sliku pred svojim očima.
There's Rupa Goswami at the bank of the river Yamuna in Vrindavan.
To je Rupa Goswami na obali reke Yamuna in Vrindavan.
He's on the ground.
On je na zemlji.
His voice is stammering.
I njegov glas podrhtava.
And he cries pitifully.
I on plače jako tužno.
The next moment you don't see him any longer. Because now he's rolling on the ground. He has a great pain in his heart. He has gone with a troubled heart to the river Yamuna to ask Radharani for something. This is the scene in which this prayer is uttered. It's a prayer with a lot of eagerness. It is said that if you offer a prayer, you also have to mean what you say. Just lip service won't do.
I kaže se, ako već upućujete molitvu, onda morate stvarno da mislite to što kažete. I ako je to samo nešto što je izgovoreno ustima, onda to neće da funkcioniše.
Some eagerness.
Znači, mora postati žarka želje.
Something which comes from your heart, that will be heard.
Ono što dolazi iz vašeg srca, to je jedino što se može čuti.
I can't see what you see now, actually, Nityananda Kari, can you please put on verse 5? This is his words. Tvamaso yachate natva. Vilutan, it means rolling. Yamuna tata tate. Kakubi means crying. Kakubi vyakula svanto. Jano Brindavaneshwari. Bowing down, this person beseeches you with a stammering, pitiably cry, O Queen of Vrindavan, rolling on the ground on the bank of the Yamuna River, my heart is troubled. It's there.
I have the translation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, good. Yeah.
Kajajući ti se, ova osoba te doziva zagušenim, žalosnim zovom, valjajući se po tlu na obali reke Yamune nesretnog srca, o kraljice Vrindavana.
This is the situation in which this prayer is spoken.
I ova je situacija u kojoj je ova molitva izgovorena.
The greatest acharya of our spiritual school or sampradaya has lost all shyness.
Najviši očarija naše duhovne škole je izgubio sav svoj sram.
He's rolling on the ground.
On se valja po tlu.
He's stammering. He can't pronounce the word very clearly.
I on muca, ne može da izgovara razgovitno reč.
And he cries.
I on plače.
But we will only hear in verse 6 and 7 what is the situation.
Ali mi ćemo čuti tek u stihovima 6 i 7 koja je njegova situacija.
The first four verses he gives us an example how to approach divinity.
upravo četiri stiha, on nam daje primjer toga kako da se približimo božanstvu.
You praise Radharani. You don't say like, hey, I have a problem. This is not how you start your prayer. No. Let us hear how he starts his prayer. Shuddha Gangeya Gaurangim, Kurangi Langi Mekshanam, Jita Kotindu Bimbasyam, Ambudam bara samvritam, with limbs more golden than pure gold, with beautiful eyes like those of a doe, and with lips that conquer millions of moons, you are covered with garments that are like rain clouds.
Prekrasnih si očiju poput crna i usana koje osvajaju milijone meseca, prekrivena odjećom poput kišnog oblaka.
He praises Radharani, saying that your limbs are more golden than pure gold.
On slaviši mati Radharani tako što kaže da su njeni udovi čak zlatni od čistog zlata.
You might ask, how is this possible to be more than the original substance?
I onda se vi možete pitati, ali kako je to moguće da neko bude nešto više od te originalne substance?
Can something be blacker than the blackness of the night? It's already the blackest.
I da li je moguće da nešto bude crnje od tame noći, to je već najtamnija stvar?
Can something be more golden than pure gold?
I da li je moguće da nešto bude zlatnije od samo zlata?
Yes, the transcendental complexion of Radharani.
Da, transcendentalna put Šrimati Radharani.
Which is the original goldness from which all gold has borrowed its golden color.
To je u stvari originalna izvorna zlatna bora od koje je sva zlata pozajmila svoju boju.
When Shrimati Radharani walks through the forest of Vrindavan, she bathes the forest with her golden complexion, which then turns into green and gold is blue, no? No, blue and yellow, golden is green. So green and it looks like a jewel.
I onda kada Šrimati Radharani hode prekrasnom šumom Vrindavana, ona kupi čitavu šumu svojom zlatnom puti, tako da ta čitava zelena šuma onda izgleda poput dragulja.
Here we understand that from Šrimati Radharani, everything, the golden complexion, just emanates, it comes forth in waves.
I onda mi razumemo da ta njena zlatna put Šrimati Radharani, ona tako emanira iz nje, izlazi poput talasa.
In Govinda Lilamrita, we understand what it means that Shrimati Radharani is the origin of everything.
In delu Govinda Lilamrita, mi razumemo, možemo shvatiti što to znači da Shrimati Radharani je izvor svega.
There's a verse which says, after the Creator had collected the essence of all the sweet and beautiful things of the world,
i on se tu kaže, nakon stvaranja, ja sam sakupio svu lepotu i suštinu svih stvari koje su bile stvarane.
He took these most sweetest and beautiful things and made Radha's eyes.
I onda je on uzeo ove najlepše, najslađe stvari i onda je od njih načinio Radharanine oči.
And the leftover from all this beauty and sweetness then fell down to this world And some became the black bees.
I onda je sav ostatak te lepote iz lakoće pao u ovaj svet i od toga su nastale crne pčele.
Some of the leftover from all this beauty became the deer.
I nešto od ostataka te lepote su postali jeleni.
The chakora birds.
Ili chakora ptice.
And some of the leftover of Radharani's, which was there to create Radharani's eyes, fell and it became the black and blue lotus flowers. This is a way of saying that everything in this world which you consider sweet and beautiful is only a leftover.
I to je stvari način da se kaže da sve što u ovom svetu smatrate lepim i slatkim, da je to samo ostatak.
When you see a beautiful woman,
kada vidite pravu ženu,
or a beautiful man,
ili kada vidite pravu muškarca,
so beautiful that you go,
tako prelepo, da uzdahne,
it's only a leftover.
To je samo jedan ostatak.
The real thing is up there in Radha and Krishna. This can help you to be a celibate lover. Or in your own celibacy. When you see something beautiful, you appreciate it. But you know the real beauty is somewhere else. So Radharani is more golden than the gold of this world. The pure gold of what is in this world is just a leftover, not very attractive. Maybe Draupadi could show us a few golden ornaments today. Left over. Not the real gold. The real gold is Srimati Radharani's complexion. The next thing is she has beautiful eyes like those of a doe. These beautiful doe-like eyes create a network of glances which are like a net which catches the restless fish of Krishna.
I onda te prekrasne oči, kao srne, one šalju jednu mrežu koja onda uhvati tu svoju mrežu ribu koja je Krishna.
Last year we went with a Govardhan retreat to a holy place called Teyakadamba. No, it was the year before last year.
I onda smo godinu, ne prethodne, nego one tamo, otišli smo, kada smo bili na Govardhan retreatu, otišli smo u jedno mesto koje se zove Teyakadamba.
Yes, and there Lord Krishna would always milk his cows. When Lord Krishna returns from the forest of Vrindavan, he will, there are millions of cows. And all the residents of Vrindavan here by one messenger that Krishna is now coming, and they run out of the village in order to greet him at the entrance. So first they see a grayish cloud from the dust which is raised by the feet of the cows.
I ono što oni prvo vide jeste taj sitosti veliki oblak prašine koji nastaje od te prašine koje su digle krave u svom kobiku.
Then they see the demigods diving down to get this dust and smear it on their head.
I onda ono što oni vide jesu polog bogovi koji jednostavno zarane u taj oblak kako bi uzeli tu prašinu, kako bi je stavili na svoje čelo.
And then they hear the flute music.
I onda oni čuju muziku flute.
And then they hear the laughter of Krishna and his friends.
I onda čuju smeh Krishna i njegovih prijatelja.
As of yet they don't see anything of Krishna.
I oni još uvijek ništa ne vide od Krishna.
All of a sudden, Krishna emerges out of the dust. His garland is full of dust. And he calls out, "Hi, hi!" All the cows stop. They wanted to go home to Vrindavan, but Krishna has stopped them. And before entering the village, Krishna brings all the cows to the lake so that they drink enough. At that time, the Sakis, the girlfriends of Radharani, tell Radha, "Your lover has returned." And Radharani is very excited and runs up the watchtower. It's a high tower from where you can see everything. And she looks at Krishna, who is so extremely beautiful. The moment she sees Krishna, the goddess of shyness, Laya, overwhelms her eyes and she draws her veil. Then Radharani prays the goddess Laya, "Please, please, just please go out of my eyes, at least out of the corners of my eyes, so that I can look through the corners at the most enchanting beauty of Shyama Sundar."
I onda Šimati Radharani kaže, "Molim te, boginja Laja, molim te, skloni se s mojih očiju, ili makar se skloni iz uglova mojih očiju, tako da mogu da gledam prekrasnu lepotu Shyama Sundara."
And then the goddess of shyness disappears, at least from the corners of the eyes, and Radharani throws what is called a sidelong glance at Krishna.
I onda boginja sramežljivosti, ona se skloni iz prava oči Šimati Radharani i onda Šimati Radharani može da uputi taj svoj pogled.
In a good English translation, this is a furtive glance or a hidden glance. Just the glance comes out of the corner of her eyes and goes to Krishna. And the moment Krishna feels this glance of Radharani, he becomes immobile. It's not possible for him to continue his journey to Vrindavan. So Rupa Goswami praises the beauty of the amazing beauty of Shrimati Radharani's doe-like eyes.
On slavi tu nevjerovatnu lepotu očiju Šimati Radharani koji izgledaju poput očiju srna.
And up to and including verse 4, he just praises different aspects of Radharani. For I would like to mention here, she is covered with the garments that are like rain clouds.
I onda u ta prva četiri stiha on slavi lepotu Šimati Radharani i ono što bih ja ovdje želao da pomenem jeste da je Šimati Radharani prikrivena odjećom koja izgleda poput kišnog oblaka.
What this means in normal language is she has what is inside of her she puts also outside.
I šta to znači, što znači ovo veru Boga, jeste da ono što ona ima iznutra, da ona također to stavi svoju.
In Shrimati Radharani's heart is who?
U Shrimati Radharani's srcu je ko?
Of course, there is only Sri Krishna. So she somehow, she likes, therefore, bluish things the most. And she also dresses in blue garments. But when Rupa Goswami says that Radharani dresses in cloth which have the color of a fresh rain cloud, he has another meaning in mind.
Ali kada Rupa Goswami kaže da Shrimati Radharani je obučena u odeću koja izgleda poput svežeg kišnog obloka, onda ima nešto drugo da spomenu.
He uses the word ambuda for the rain cloud. Ambuda means the one who gives water, the giver of water. So Radharani gives the wonderful water of the prema rasa, the love of Godhead. That's expressed by her blue cloth.
I tako da Radharani, ona je ta koja daje predivnu vodu prema rase, ljubavi prema Bogu. To je ono što ovdje znači da ona obučena u odjeću koja izgleda poput kišne vode.
To Krishna the blue cloth is a signal, I love only you.
I Krishna ta plava odjeća predstavlja znak, ja volim samo tebe.
And to us her blue cloth is a symbol that you can get the rain of my mercy.
A za nas ta plava odjeća znači možeš da dobiješ kišu moje milosti.
In transcendental matters you have to become a little subtle.
I u tim transcendentalnim stvarima morate postati malo subtilni.
And know the millions of meanings which are there.
I treba da znate milion značenja koje se tu nalaze.
It means much more, but we have to go on with our Padahati.
I znači ovo ima još mnogo značenja, ali mi moramo da idemo dalje sa našim vodičem.
With our praise.
Sa našim slavljenjem.
Now, verse 2.
Sada idemo na stih 2.
Navina valavi brinda.
Navina valavi brinda.
Dami lotang sa malika. Divya Ratna Jalankara. Sevya Mana Tanu Shrijam. She is an ornamental yasmin atop a braided bun amongst the young cowherd girls. See, ladies in India will have on the top of their hair either a ring of flowers or one flower.
Znate, u Indiji devojke one imaju na vrhu svoje kose, oko kose, onda imaju ili jedan prsten od cveća ili imaju cvet.
So Radharani, the original inventor of this, is herself the flower on top of or flower garland on top of all these other beautiful gopis. That means she's the best amongst them.
Jan znači Shrimati Radharani ona sama predstavlja to cveće na vrhu kose, a to drugim rečima znači da je ona najbolja među svim opijama.
Her bodily beauty is enhanced by celestial gems and other ornaments.
I njenu telesnu lepotu povećavaju božanske dragulje i drugi ukrasi.
Srimati Radharani, for instance, has a drawing here, now in the middle here, which is so enchanting that Krishna just cannot get his eyes away from this, the drawing which shows the symbol of the god of love, the dolphin. Verse 3 describes how she is the leader amongst equally qualified 8 sakis, the Ashta sakis or 8 gopis.
I onda u ovom stihu broj 3 se kaže da je ona ta koja predvodi ostale sakije, tih 8 glavnih sakija.
And verse 4 describes how she bewilders Lord Krishna by her beautiful glancing.
A onda u stihu broj 4 možemo da vidimo kako je Radharani očarala Krishnu nizom svojih pogleda.
As you all know, Radharani is the energy of Krishna. So once the the gopis wanted to see who's stronger, the energy or Radha or Krishna, the energetic.
I kao što znate, Srimati Radharani, ona je energija Šri Krishna. Jednu su gopije žele da vide ko je snažniji, da li Krishna ili Radharani.
It was on the day where Krishna came to Bandiravan, where all the beautiful gopis sat around Radharani in the shade of this beautiful banyan tree.
I onda se to desilo na dan kada je Krishna došao u Bandiravan i tu sedela Srimati Radharani okružena svojim prijateljicama ispod tog predivnog banjanovog drveta.
Krishna just jumped in the middle of them and looked at them.
I onda je Krishna samo skočio usred njih i gledao ih.
Oh, said Lalita, Shyama Sundar, you are here.
Oh, rekla Lalita, Shyama Sundar, ti si ovdje.
But this is a meeting amongst women.
Ali ovo je sastanak za devojke.
You are not qualified to be here.
Ti nisi kvalifikovan da budeš ovdje.
No, said Krishna, I am the most qualified.
Ne, rekao Krishna, ja sam najkvalifikovanija.
What can you do, asked the gopis, what are your qualifications?
Šta je to što ti možeš da uradiš, pitala su ga gopi, koje su to tvoje kvalifikacije?
Krishna said, I'm the strongest and I wrestle and I normally and I always win.
Onda Krishna rekao, ja sam najjači i kad god se rvem, ja uvek pobedim.
So the gopis smiled and laughed and then Lalita looked at Krishna and said, I know that you cannot wrestle against my Radharani. You will immediately lose.
I onda su ga sve gopije gledali i smijali su se, a Lalita ga je pogledala i rekla je, ja sam sigurna da ti ne možeš da se boriš sa mojom Radharani, sigurna sam da ćeš izgubiti.
Radharani was not saying anything.
A Radharani nije ništa govorila.
She was just sitting and looking very shyly.
Ona je samo sedela i gledala i jako stidila.
And conquered Krishna's heart.
I ona je osvojila Krishna na srce.
Who became very attracted to this wrestling match. He said, we can have a wrestling match and see who's stronger. So the transcendental arrangement was that in 2 weeks' time a wrestling area would be made and Radha and Krishna would wrestle.
I onda je transcendentalni aranžman bio takav da su za 2 nedelje tada napravili dogovor da će se odigrati rvački meč i da će se rvati Radha i Krishna.
Everyone in Vrindavan was informed.
I svi u Vrindavanu su bili obavešteni.
Except for the elders.
Osim starijih, naravno.
So on the day of the wrestling match between the king of Vrindavan and the queen of Vrindavan, every gopa, gopi, deer, tiger, and brumar, or bee, was there.
I onda na taj dan meč između Srimati Radharani i Krishna Čito Vrindavan je bio tamo, svaki gop, svaka gopa i svaki gopa i svaka životinja i svaka pčelica.
There were nice festoons and beautiful garlands of flower.
I onda se bilo ukrašeno ovakvim prelepim visećim ukrasima, prelepim drguljima, garlandima.
And Krishna was dressed up for wrestling by Madhu Mangal and his friend in one, it's called kunj, that is like a little, how to say, a bower actually.
I onda Shri Krishna je bio obučen za rvanje i nalazi se sa Madhu Mangalom i sa svojim drugim prijateljima u jednoj kunji koja je prvo podsjeća na jednu sobu.
And Shrimati Radharani was dressed up in another bower.
A Shrimati Radharani se obraćala u drugom.
By her friends. Krishna was sweating profusely. Madhu Mangal said, "What's wrong? The wrestling match has not even begun."
No,
said Shyamsundar, "My heart is full of feelings. I can't wrestle against Radharani." Come on, said Madhu Mangal, don't show any sign of weakness. Finally they were dressed and they were ornamented. And Radharani was led out of her bower into the center of the wrestling arena. Krishna was brought also out, but a little behind Radharani. No one could see anything of Radharani because she was covered by the most beautiful of clothes. But Krishna smelled her beautiful fragrance and his knees became weak and started wobbling. He was so absolutely overwhelmed by the sweetness of Radharani that Madhu Mangal had to hold him and said, "Come on, don't show this embarrassing weakness." Finally, they arrived in the center of the wrestling arena. And all the cowherd boyfriends were there. Jai Shri Krishna, Jai Shri Krishna, Jai Shri Krishna. And all the followers of Radharani were there. Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe. Sometimes devotees during kirtan sing this. I don't know from where it came, but they sing it. Radhe, Radhe, Shyam, Shyam, Radhe, Radhe. You know this? So it must have come from there.
Oni pevaju Rade, Rade, Shyam, Shyam. Ja ne znam odakle, pre nisam znao odakle to dolazi, ali siguran sam da je iz ovog meča.
So, then Madhu Mangal was putting Krishna in position.
I onda je Madhu Mangal navestio Krishna na poziciju.
There was beautiful music.
Pustili su prelepnu muziku.
And Shrimati Radharani was put into position. How beautiful she looked on that day when her sari and all the dress was made a little bit like a wrestler's dress. And then the fight happened. Lalita removed the veil from Shrimati Radharani. And the stream which is described in the fourth verse. The stream of glances emanated from the corners of Shrimati Radharani's flickering eyes. And when this beautiful, devotional, ecstatic glances, stream of glances, hit Lord Shyamasundar, he fell on the ground unconscious. The wrestling match was won by Radharani even before it started. Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe. While you hear this, keep the first verse in mind, which describes that this is absolutely transcendental. Radharani cannot be compared, or Radha and Krishna cannot be compared with anything which goes on in this world in the name of romance. In fact, the romance of this world is a sad leftover, standing for 10,000 years, totally rotten, from the actual love. Thank you for your wonderful translation, Radha Deva. You have shown your mercy to all of us with this translation. So now we are ready to... So let us just chant verse 3 and 4.
Vidakta
mandala guru. Guna gaurava manditam. Abhi preshta vayasyabhi. Ashtabhi abhiveshtitam. Chanchala panga bangena. Vyakuli krita keshava. Goshtendra Suta Jivatu. Ramya Bimbara Ramritam. Tvama Soya Chate Natva. Vilutan Yamunatate. Kakubi Vyakula Svanto. Jano Brindavaneshwari. Again, we will hear now. Now, Rupa Goswami has in four verses praised Shri Shri Radha and Krishna, or especially Radharani. Radharani's ears are now very open. Who is this who composes this beautiful praise of me? What is his situation? What does he want? In prayer, we want to draw the attention of Radha and Krishna to our case. And now he starts. bowing down, this person beseeches you with stammering, pitiable cry, O Queen of Vrindavan, rolling on the ground on the bank of the Yamuna River with a troubled heart.
Klanjajući ti se, ova osoba te doziva zagušenim, žalostnim zovom, o kraljice Vrindavana, valjajući se po tvojoj nogi reke Jamune nesretno srce.
In other words, he is eager.
Drugim rečima, on ima žarku želju.
He just falls down from his eagerness.
I on pada dole od te žarke želje.
Prabhupada says about this as a qualification. Simply your eagerness, that is the price.
I onda Šila Prabhupada govori o tome i kaže, jednostavno ta tvoja žarka želja, to je cena.
This price you have to pay.
I to je cena koju moraš da platiš.
Then you get Krishna.
I onda možeš da dobiješ Krishna.
Immediately, sada.
Odmah, sada.
Krishna is not poor. And the Krishna seller, the Krishna devotee, he's also not poor. He can distribute Krishna for free and he's doing that. Simply you have to have eagerness, that is wanted.
Jednostavno treba da imaš tu žarku želju, to je ono što je potrebno.
So now listen to Rupa Goswami's eagerness.
I sad slušajte koliko žarka ta želja Rupa Goswami.
He has the price.
On ima tu cenu.
But there is a great trouble, problem.
Ali postoji veliki problem.
A problem which gives him so much pain that he just can't stand it any longer and falls down at Yamuna.
To je problem koji je toliko veliki, koji mu zadaje toliko bola, da on više ne može da stoje, već pada dole na obalu Jamune.
He expresses this problem in verse 6. Please repeat. Krita gaske pya yogye pi. Janesmin kumatavapi.
Janesmin kumatavapi.
Dasya dana pradanasya.
Dasya dana pradanasya.
Lavam apyupabhadaya.
Lavam apyupabhadaya.
Though he may be an unfit offender with a crooked mind.
Iako je ova osoba, možda neprikladni građalac, pokvarenog uma.
Please bestow a small fragment of the valuable gift of your service to this person.
Molim te, podari toj osobi mali delić neprocenjivog dara služenja tebi.
He says, I'm unfit.
On kaže, ja sam neprikladan.
Why? Because I'm an offender and I have a crooked character.
A zašto? Zato što sam vređalac i zato što imam pokvareni karakter.
Crooked means you say one thing but you want another thing.
I pokvareni to znači da kažete jednu stvar, a želite nešto drugo.
But still, because he's driven by eagerness, he will ask for an impossible gift.
Ali uprkos tome, zato što ga vuče ta njegova žarka želja, on će tražiti taj neprocenjivi dar.
He says, Dasya dana pradanasya, please give me the wealth of your service.
I onda će on reći, Dasya dana pradanasya, molim te, daj mi taj neprocenjivi dar da služi tebe.
Now a great tension is in this prayer.
I sad u ovoj molitvi postoji velika tenzija.
How can the most unqualified beg for that what is considered to be the highest?
Kako osoba koja je najnekvalifikovanija može da moli za ono što se smatra najuzvišenijim?
See, when a dirty tzigoinen appears who's stealing and doing what, we have to be careful, maybe, there are wonderful tzigoinen devotees also, yes. So, but when there is a dirty criminal beggar coming to the house of a wealthy man and says, can I have that most valuable thing which is in your possession, your, what can be valuable? Your huge tower watch?
To bi bilo kao kada bi neki najprljaviji kriminalac prosjek došao kod najvećeg bogataša i onda mu rekao, ja želim da imam tvoj sat.
Oh, if I would say I...
Yeah.
Or let us say, there is a very qualified person, and I would say, I'm very low. I'm full of the worstest and disappointing qualities. But can you please give me your friendship?
Ili kao kad bi postala osoba koja je najkvalifikovanija, onda ja dođem do nje i kažem, ja sam pun najnižih mana i osobina, ali da li mi možeš dati svoje prijateljstvo?
There must be a reason why this abnormal transaction should take place.
I onda mora da postoji razlog zbog koga bi ta nenormalna transakcija mogla da se obavi.
And this reason is given in the 7th verse.
A taj razlog imamo u 7. stihu.
Yukta svaya jano naiva. Dukito yamu pekshitum. Kripa jyoti dravyachitta. Navanita siyatsada. Oh, Radharani, such a sorrowful person is not fit to be neglected by you.
Oh, Radharani, ovakva osoba koja je puna tuge ne može biti zanemarena.
And then he gives the reason.
A onda on daje razlog.
The reason why the soul should be accepted by the Lord, or Radharani.
I to je razlog zbog koga duša treba biti prihvaćena strane Krishna ili Shrimati Radharani.
Can you think of any reason why you should be accepted by Krishna?
Da li možete setiti bilo kog razloga zbog koga biste mogli da budete prihvaćeni strane
Krishna? Is there any good reason which anyone here in this room or outside of the room or in the universe could say why we should be accepted by Radharani?
Da li postoji jedan jedini dobar razlog da se neko u ovoj sobi može setiti zbog koga bismo mi mogli biti prihvaćeni od strane Shrimati Radharani?
The Gita says, Icha dvesha samuttena dvandva mohena bharata. Since time immemorial, that means no one can say when it all started. We are covered by dvandva mohena, by the duality of illusion.
I u Bhagavad Gita se kaže da smo mi od pamtiveka toliko davno da se niko toga više ne može ni setiti prikriveni tom dualnošću iluzije.
We are qualified for the prison.
Mi smo kvalifikovani za zatvor.
Not for the spiritual world.
A ne za duhovni svet.
So here, listen to Rupa Goswami's logic.
A sada poslušajte logiku Rupa Goswami.
You have a mind which is like fresh butter. And this mind of yours melts from the warmth of your compassion. Your kripa, or mercy in other words, is like a flame, very intense.
I ta tvoja milost, ta kripa, ona je poput plamena, ona je jako intenzivna.
And although your mind might say, no, it's out of the question what you want.
I ako tvoj um može reći, ne, nema šanse, to ne dolazi u pitanje, to zašto ne moliš.
Still, because your compassion is so wonderful, you will melt the resistance of your intelligence and your mind.
Ali ipak, zato što je tvoja samilost toliko velika, ti ćeš slomiti taj otpor svoje inteligencije i svog uma.
It will drip. Like butter. Have you? I would love to show you how butter drips when you put a little fire under it. Prabhus and Matajis, this quality is our only shansa. When, but only if we can be humble. If we think we are the most qualified, this melting of Radharani's heart will not happen. Only if we can feel that my qualification is that I'm so low, then this will happen. In the Naam Yajna, Daksha sang one song about the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, you came to save the most the fallen, and I must tell you, I'm first on this list because I'm the most fallen. You will not find anyone more qualified than me. See, this brings back this deep philosophical point that bhakti is not about high accomplishments here in this world. You cannot impress Krishna or Radharani with anything you do in this world. It's not possible. It's just nishtha. Some babies might applaud when there is another baby who says very nice baby language. They might think you are a great poet.
I možda neke bebe mogu da kapšu i da aplaudiraju kada su tu druge bebe koje pričaju svojim bebećim jezikom i mogu misliti kako su veliki pesnici.
Or some donkeys may applaud to the leaders of the donkeys for his loud, elegant singing.
Ili neki magarci, oni mogu da aplaudiraju svom vođi magarcu za njegovo elegantno i melodijozno pesnici.
Our achievements in this world can't impress Radha and Krishna. They are only impressed by this, which Rupa Goswami shows to us, humility. Rupa Goswami is the most qualified. He was the most intelligent minister in the rule or kingdom of Navaprabhu and Shah. He wrote the best poetry. He was the most renounced. He wrote his book. You know, do you know what the light was in the evening when he wrote his book? He put a few dry leaves together and kindled them, and that was his flame. Then he wrote a few lines. Such a accomplished renunciant. Some of you have gone into their knees on Bhima Nirjal Ekadasi. I mean, these Goswamis. Little buttermilk a day keeps the hunger away. When Rupa Goswami wrote Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he quoted from 50 scriptures which he all had in his mind. He is so learned. Ooh, so learned.
I kad je Rupa Goswami pisao svoj Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, on je onda tu citirao delove iz 50 različitih spisa i ima ih je sve u svojoj glavi, gdje je toliko učen.
But he rolls on the ground.
Ali on se sada valja po zemlji.
Possessed by this impossible desire. To get the service of Srimati Radharani. And he says, I'm really not fit for this. Because I'm Aparadha, but still I come to Radha. My activities bring me away from you, but what can I do? I'm so attracted by this bhakti service. I can only show to you, I'm the most pitiable person. Pitiable means when you see him, you just have to have me lost.
I on kaže, ali što ja da radim kada sam ja osoba koja je najviše vredna samilosti? Znači jednostavno kad vidite takvu osobu ne možete da je ne želite.
And my only hope is that your heart like fresh butter will melt from all its resistance by the warmth of your karuna, your mercy.
I on kaže, moja jedina nada jeste da će se tvoje srce otopiti
Raghunath Goswami has described Radharani as Karuna Vitravat Deha, she is someone whose transcendental form melts with compassion.
Raghunath Goswami, on je opisao Srimati Radharani kao osobu čiji se transcendentalni oblik
And Prabodhananda Saraswati, another Vaishnava scholar, describes Srimati Radharani's eyes like this.
Prabodhananda Saraswati, jedan drugi učeni bhakta, on opisuje na isti način oči Srimati Radharani.
Karunyatra kataksha, whose glances are melting with compassion.
I on kaže, da se njeni pogledi tople od te samilosti.
When Radharani looks towards Krishna, the content of her eyes is full of love, so that that Krishna is overwhelmed by the stream of her glances.
I kada Srimati Radharani gleda prema Krishna, u tom pogledu je sadržena toliko ljubavi, da onda Krishna postane preplavljen tom ljubavi.
But if Radharani looks into the world and sees us, her glance is overwhelmed with compassion.
Ali ako Srimati Radharani pogleda na ovaj svet i ako vidi nas, onda se u njenim očima, njene oči bivaju preplavljene milošću.
Who would not love to approach such a personality?
I koja je ta osoba koja ne bi želela da priđe takvoj osobi?
Therefore, Prabhupada says, brothers, you can obtain your good fortune from the Supreme Lord Krishna only when Srimati Radharani becomes pleased upon you.
I to je razlog zbog koga Šila Prabhupada kaže, draga moja braća, vi možete dobiti milost gospodina Krishna samo onda kada Srimati Radharani zadovoljna vama.
At another place he says, because when Radha hears that someone approaches her, she will go to Krishna. He says, there's this devotee, he's very good, very good. You just show him your milost. Therefore, first Hare, then Krishna, first Radha, Krishna, first Sita, then Rama, first Lakshmi, then Narayan.
I zato mi kažemo prvo Hare, a onda te Krishna. Prvo Radha, onda Krishna. Prvo Sita, onda Ram. Prvo Lakshmi, onda Narayan.
First the energy, then the source of the energy, the energetic.
Prvo oslovljavamo energiju, a zatim oslovljavamo izvor energije.
This is an invaluable jewel, this Pratana Padati.
i ova prata napadati će neprocenjivi dragulj.
Anyone who prays this prayer will very, very, very quickly attain the mercy of Radharani.
I svaka osoba koja moli ovu molitvu, ona će jako, jako, jako brzo dostići milost
yes. Radharani. No, jako, 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 jako brzo. This is the greatest gift.
Ovo je najveći dar.
See, when you go through such a prayer and you think deeply about the concepts, your heart will be touched by this. Let me tell to you in one sentence what is the structure of this prayer. And this structure you should use in your own prayer as well. First, glorification. Second, an expression of your humility and your humble situation.
Onda drugo, izražavanje vaše poniznosti i vaše ponizne situacije.
And the third is a fervent request.
I treće je ta žarka molba.
This way. Very simple.
Jako jednostavno.
Glorification.
Znači prvo slavite.
Honest expression of your own humble situation.
Onda iskreno izrazite taj svoj ponizni položaj.
And then an eager request.
I onda iznesete taj svoj žarki zahtjev.
Try this tomorrow when you stand before the deities.
I možete to probati sutradan kada stojite ispred božanstava.
Glorify them how beautiful you are.
I onda ih slavite kako ste vi prelepi.
And when we have light on them, then it even looks as if they are effulgent.
I onda kada isto imamo svjetlo koje je upereno ka njima, oni izgledaju jako blistavo.
Then we can even see it.
I onda čak to možemo vidjeti.
Then express your own situation.
A onda kažete kakva je vaša situacija.
I am in the summer camp.
Ja sam na letnjem kampu.
But I'm only becoming more heavy in weight, not in bhakti.
Ali postajem teže samo u kilogramima, ne sa bhakti.
Now I request you that you show your mercy.
I sada vas molim da mi date svoju milost.
Yes. This is the process of praying.
I ovo je proces kako se moliti.
I'm at the moment analyzing two other prayers of Rupa Goswami which are longer.
Ja u ovom trenutku analiziram dve druge molitve Rupa Goswami koje su duže.
It is very interesting for me that he follows the same process in these prayers.
I ono što je za mene jako interesantno jeste da on sledi apsolutno isti proces i u ovim drugim molitvama.
If Krishna is merciful and I can go this year to Vrindavan, then I will give a 7-day lecture on this prayer of Rupa Goswami, which is also the best prayer. Let me conclude by a prayer of Vidyapati.
I sada ću završiti sa molitvom Vidyapatija.
Where the same elements will be visible.
Gdje će biti vidljivi isti elementi.
I'm sorry, I lost the page. Where this is, one moment. We start here, yes, there. Yes, it's here. O Madhava.
O Madhava.
I'm offering you a tulasi leaf.
Nudite tulsi list.
and some sesame seeds.
И нешто сусамовог семена.
I beg you, accept me in your service.
Молим те да ме приготиш у своју службу.
I know that your compassion is so great that you will not reject me.
Ја знам да е твоја самилост тако велика да ме не можеш одбити.
But if you hear my request and look at me, you will only see mistakes in me.
Ali ako čuješ ovu moju molbu i ako me pogledaš, sve što ćeš vidjeti je tako puno grešaka.
You will not find even the smallest good qualities in me.
I nećeš moći naći u meni ni jednu malu dobru osobinu.
But please be merciful.
Ali molim te.
You are known throughout the creation as Jagannath, the master of the universe. I also live in your universe where you are the master. Do I not have the right, on account of this qualification that I live in this universe, to be accepted by you?
I zar nemam pravo na osnovu ove kvalifikacije da živim u tom univerzumu gdje si ti, gospode, da budem prihvaćen od tebe?
O Madhava!
O Madhava!
I repeatedly come and go.
Ja iznova dolazim i odlazim.
Sometimes I'm a human.
Nekada sam čovjek.
Sometimes an animal.
Nekada životinja.
And sometimes a bird, a worm and an insect.
A nekada sam ptica, crv ili insekt.
But wherever I am, I think that the talk about you is most wonderful.
Ali gdje god da se nalazim, ja mislim da je pričanje o tebi najdivnije.
With great sadness, the poor Vidyapati humbly prays.
Sa velikom tugom, pesnik Vidyapati se moli.
O Madhava, O friend of the form, please give this insignificant person shelter at the tender leaf of your lotus feet.
O Madhava, O prijatelju Pali, molim te daj ovoj beznošenoj osobi utočište tvog nežnog lotusa.
Only in this way I may cross over this ocean of material existence.
I to je jedini način na koji ja mogu da pređem preko ovog okeana materijalnog postojanja.
So these are prayers.
To je molitva.
Prabhupada said about prayers, they must come from deep inside.
I Prabhupada je rekao da molitve moraju doći iz dubine srca.
Hare Krishna! I have Nityananda Kari, how many? Four prayer books like this.
I ja imam četiri ovakve knjige koje su prepune molitve.
They are my only wealth.
Oni su moje jedino blago.
Krishna. I have a little... this is the end. I mean, not the end. This sounds so terrible. This is the end. We have reached the auspicious conclusion of this lecture. I would like to make one little announcement in passing. I will request you now to do something very difficult. Please, tomorrow, spend a few peaceful minutes with yourself and Krishna. You will require to go a little bit deep, because on Friday evening we have a very, very interesting question. Program.
Biće potrebno da odete nešto dublje u sebe, zato što u petak uveče mi imamo jako, jako zanimljiv program.
His Holiness Chaipataka Maharaj, our Krishna Chaitra Prabhu and Piya Krishna Maharaj and myself, we will all be here, sitting here, and we will answer your questions. The past years you have asked questions in an anonymous way by writing them down and putting them in the magic bus. Friday is entirely different.
Vi ste postavili svoje pitanje tako što biste ih napisali na papirima i onda biste ih anonimno stavili, biste ih u tu kutiju, a u petak uveč imamo nešto sasvim drugačije.
Friday evening no one will be anonymous.
U petak uveče niko neće biti anonimno.
Friday evening I will request you to ask your questions directly to these great souls.
U petak uveče ja ću vas zamoliti da direktno, lično upitate, postavite sva pitanja ovim velikim dušama.
They should be questions which come from deep inside, questions whose answer are really, you feel, can help you very much in your progress.
I to trebaju biti pitanja koje stvarno dolaze iz vaše unutrašnjosti, iz dubine, i čiji odgovori mogu da vam pomognu da napredujete.
And questions also which are beneficial for one and all, like I know Atmavan Prabhu's questions are always have this particular characteristic. They should be, you know, like the Bhagavatam says, of interest to one and all. So you might have to prepare your thoughts a little bit, maybe by writing them down, that helps you to focus them. Yes. So then only the program is lively. But you know, if there's someone asking a question, how far is the sun away from the moon? You could ask this question when you say, I'm doubting the version of the Bhagavatam because I do have studied this astronomy for 10 years and I just can't accept that the cosmology or the picture of the universe from the Bhagavatam. Can you please help me? It's an entirely different question.
Ali ako, na primjer, kažete, ja ne mogu da povjerujem u reči Bhagavatam zato što studiram astronomiju već 10 godina i ta slika se nikako ne odlapa u ono što piše u šastrama, ako postavite takvo pitanje, onda je to sasvim drugačije.
You will make so much advancement by already thinking about a deep question.
I napravit ćete toliko puno napretka samo ako budete razmišljali o dubokom pitanju.
It's sometimes better to ask the right question than to get the right answer.
I ponekad je bolje pitati dobro pitanje nego dobiti dobar odgovor.
Because the answer may come from outside.
Zato što taj odgovor može da doći od spolja.
But the right question always comes from inside. It's always authentic. It's always right.
Ali pravo pitanje, dobro pitanje, ono je uvek autentično, ono je uvek dobro, jer dolazi iznutra.
And therefore it's very valuable for us because now we have gone inside.
I zato je to neprocenjive vrednosti za nas, zato što smo sada otišli unutra.
At the same time, of course, we need proper answers to our questions.
A normalno da se podrazumeva da nam je potrebno pravi odgovor na pravo pitanje.
So please think a little bit.
Zato vas molimo da malo razmislite.
What you will ask Friday. So that these devotees will always like to come back here knowing how serious you are. I know how serious you are. This is not, I don't mean it in an ironical way. but you have to be not lazy to find the right question.
Ja znam koliko ste vi ozbiljni, ne sam želela da budem ironičan, ali morate da se potrudite da nađete to pravo pitanje.
Srila Prabhupada ki re, Sisi Gonitai ki re, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.